and we were feeling pretty desperate by now.
I bet you were, yeah.
So back we went to the campsite, and we were going to beg, please may we stay tonight and worry about it tomorrow, you see? And when we got back, they said, there's been a phone call. Would you go to this address? Someone has found your folder.
So how would anybody who'd found your folder phone the campsite?
Right, well, this is what we discovered. We were worried because someone might have found it and we might get our passports, but what about our money, you know?
Right, yeah.
So we went to the address, and it was a little cycle repair shop kept by two brothers. And they told us that they had seen us driving up the road to the campsite. We had swung round a corner, and the folder had flown off the top of the car.
Gosh.
We'd obviously left it there at the garage, and it had fallen at their feet.
Good heavens.
They saw the tent and camping stuff on top of the car.
Mm.
They saw which way we were going. They guessed we were going to the campsite, because it was just a country lane. And they telephoned. Weren't we lucky? And when we got there, they said, would we check that everything was there? And certainly everything was there, nothing gone. And we were so pleased. We'd only got one piece of French currency. It was one large value note, a number of pounds. And we knew that we had to live till Monday.
Yeah.
So we asked them if they would change this note for us. And the man sent a small boy to another shop to get change.
Yeah.
And he came back with two equal value notes.
Yeah.
He'd split it in half, if you like. So we gave them half.
Yeah.
We went back to the campsite and put up our tent and installed ourselves. And then we went out and spent the other half on the celebration. And of course, we had no money all day Sunday and had to spend the day eating bread.
But you felt rich because you got everything back.
Indeed, we were so
and
relieved.
Terribly lucky, though. What a lucky story.